Indian Health Service also funded eyeglass purchases only once a year and offered one style, those ugly, thick, black plastic ones. My brain damage left me nearsighted in one eye and farsighted in the other, so my ugly glasses were all lopsided because my eyes were so lopsided. I get headaches because my eyes are like enemies, you know, like they used to be married to each other but now hate each other's guts. And I started wearing glasses when I was 3, so I ran around the res looking like a 3-year-old Indian grandpa. And oh, I was skinny. I'd turn sideways and disappear. But my hands and feet were huge. My feet were a size 11 in third grade. With my big feet and pencil body, I looked like a capital L walking down the road. And my skull was enormous. Epic. My head was so big that little Indian skulls orbited around it. Some of the kids called me Orbit and other kids just called me Globe. The bullies would pick me up, spin me in circles, put their finger down on my skull and say, "I want to go there." So obviously, I looked goofy on the outside, but it was the inside stuff that was the worst. First of all, I had seizures. At least 2 a week, so I was damaging my brain on a regular basis. But the thing is, I was having those seizures because I already had brain damage, so I was reopening wounds each time I seized. Yep, whenever I had a seizure, I was damaging my damage. I haven't had a seizure in 7 years, but the doctors tell me that I am susceptible to seizure activity. Susceptible to seizure activity. Doesn't that just roll off the tongue like poetry? I also had a stutter and a lisp, or maybe I should say I had a stutter and a lisp. You wouldn't think there is anything life-threatening about speech impediments, but let me tell you, there is nothing more dangerous than being a kid with a stutter and a lisp.